Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
Aboard the Celebrity Solstice in Port Everglades, this is Cruise Radio. I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and sign up for our newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
For weeks now, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, has been talking up these celebrity ships and was aboard the Celebrity Eclipse, the brand new Eclipse. And we just had to check it out for ourselves. So we came down here to see and experience the Celebrity Solstice. And as always, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, joins us. You can find him at cruiseguy.com. Follow him on Twitter at cruiseguy or 1-800-700-3881. Stuart Sheeran, thanks for getting us on board, man.
Matt, Doug, I'm sure you guys are not disappointed with what you've seen and experienced, because this really is one of the most magnificent ships for most people anywhere in the world. Whether you like small ships, big ships, this is definitely a ship that's not going to disappoint.
It's noticeably more elegant. I mean, even from the exterior, and then of course when you first walk in, the design is modern and sleek and tight and clean and really, really a beautiful ship.
And the people were everywhere we went. Everyone greeted us with a hello and enjoy your cruise, whether they knew we were sailing or not. And that's just the feeling. They try to make you feel at home. So it may be 122,000 tons. Believe it or not, this ship holds 2,850 double occupancy. They said it's full. There's over 3,000 people on the ship. And did it feel crowded?
No, it doesn't feel like it at all, especially in the dining areas where other ships, here, there's a little elbows and pushing and shoving kind of thing. But there's
fighting for tables.
Right. None of that going on here. And as you mentioned, the crew, so nice. We're actually going to talk to quite a number of the crew here on today's show, from the cruise director, hotel director, food and beverage director, and the executive chef, and many others. So it's going to be a really cool show today.
And Doug Parker.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The first, from the moment we stepped on board the ship, the first word that I have thought, elegance, is all it is. This is my first time on Celebrity, of course. So
yeah, mine too.
Yeah, and it's just, like Stuart was saying, everyone greets you with a smile. The champagne and mimosas when we got on the ship, that was nice.
It's elegant, but it's unpretentious. It's not elegance in your face where it may appear stuffy. It's a nice home, but you know, go ahead, put your feet up on the table, be comfortable, enjoy yourselves.
And well-mannered passengers.
Yes, it was a very nice crowd throughout. There was a lot of kids. They said, you know, the children's program has been full, which is, you know, again, it's very important. They are good for families. But it's just a wonderful experience, and it's almost like it feels like a boutique hotel, and it's hard to believe that we could say that about a ship this size, because it does feel intimate.
One of the most unique things we came across on the Solstice here is the glass blowing shows. They have a couple of glass blowers that blow some beautiful pieces and that they raffle off for some
they
of the passengers.
Right by the lawn club, which is a half acre of real grass on the back of the ship, which just is really nice. I mean, they actually, believe it or not, besides the lawn games, they do picnics. You can have a picnic lunch out on this half acre of grass on the top deck of the ship.
And all the restaurants, too. Just really mind-blowing in the design and decor.
Oh, I mean, with 10 different restaurants, and of course you have the specialty restaurants, Silk Harvest, Murano.
The list goes on.
Let's go ahead and get with the cruise director. John Grantham joins us.
Reading a little bit of your bio, I love the fact that you were in Hollywood as an actor and a stuntman working with some of the biggest stars.
Truly.
Did that help prepare you in any way for what you're doing now?
In some regards, a lot of what I did, worked for 20 years doing this stunt shows at Universal Studios, live shows, so I had the opportunity to work with the guests, to act, and to interact as well. So in some regards, this was a lateral move.
Please tell me they have you doing some stunts here on the ship.
In this particular cruise, there will be some stunts this cruise. Yeah. We try to tailor the cruise to the guest mix and also the guest entertainer mix that I have. And I know on this particular cruise, I have some wonderful guest entertainers that I can interact with.
How many people do you have working with you or under you?
About 80 immediate people under me, musicians, cast.
How many activities do you have going on at one time?
During the course of the day, if you could possibly go to every single activity that we offer you, it would be like 40 hours worth in about a 14-hour day.
Do the activities change every week, or they stay the same, sailing after sailing?
Well, we have a new guest enhancement program that we've just recently, in the last 6 months, rolled out called Celebrity Life, in which we have three areas of interest that we try to highlight. One is the savor, which is working with food and beverage, is your wine and your food events, galley tours. We have Renew, which deals with the aqua spa and wellness and health. And then we have Discover, which is podium speakers, the hot glass show. So those are our main key drivers. And then on top of that, we intersperse activities, events, games, trivias, lawn bowling, bocce,
right.
All sorts of things. So it's really kind of a full across the spectrum.
What are some of the biggest shows y'all are all putting on here on the ship?
We have three production shows with our celebrity singers and dancers and the specialty artists that we have, whether they're circus performers or you know, hand balancers. The biggest of those three is a show that we call Solstice the Show. It's a Cirque-style show in which we have flyers, acrobats, balancers. It really does encompass that look and feel that the guests have come to understand as big time entertainment. And then we will have, because this is a 7-day cruise, we have two guest entertainers that we fly in.
As far as the kid programs on the ship, what do you offer for that?
We have a great program. It's a fun factory that we is what we call it, and we have three tiers of that as well for the age breakdown for the smaller cruisers and then the middle and then kind of that awkward teenage years where you don't really want to be with your parents but you don't want to be babysat either. So we have counselors that the number of our counselors will depend on obviously our kid count. We just recently finished spring break, so we had a very high kid count, which is unusual for this particular ship because with our parent company, Royal Caribbean, we usually see the really, really high kid counts. But so here we have about 150 for this cruise.
Does the kids program run from the hours of the morning until the late at night so the folks can go out and have fun?
Absolutely. It runs all day long into the evenings. We do have babysitting services available if the parents want to kind of, you know, have a late night in one of the specialty restaurants or go see a show. So it's amazing. Even last cruise with 600 children, you were very hard-pressed to even see them around the ship. It was very, very well managed.
Outside of your experience in Hollywood and doing what you did there, have you done anything very close to cruise direction, maybe on the mainland?
Sure, no, like I went pretty much 0 to 60, yeah, from my life in Hollywood to my life here on the ship.
Is it as intense as it seems being, you know, nonstop, go, 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 and being on?
Considering all the stunts that I've done over my Hollywood career, this is probably the most frightening.
Yeah.
There's so many demands, obviously, and in a good way. But I think you hit it right on the head. It is you're always the face of the ship.
Yeah.
We could be in some great port in the Baltic, and I'm walking around in town, and I'm being stopped for suggestions or comments or whatever. So it's a great job. I love it. Don't get as much sleep as I did when I was a Hollywood stuntman.
He is the cruise director aboard the Celebrity Solstice, John Grantham.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking to us.
Appreciate
it.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, the fastest growing cruise talk radio show in the nation. You can now follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got Executive Chef Francisco Sagastume here with us. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, very good. Thanks for being with us. Also, the bar manager, Corey Savas. Hello.
Hello, welcome on board.
And I just like saying Ludwig Lozano, food and beverage manager. Let's start with Francisco. How many meals are you cranking out on a 7-day cruise?
Oh, well, in a 7-day cruise, we prepare more or less like 93,000 meal cruise, 7-day cruise.
93,000?
93,000.
Holy cow.
Meals at cruise.
Wow. And how many folks are working in the kitchen underneath you?
Well, we have close to 200 chefs working in the galley.
I've got to know, how do you possibly know what entrees and how many entrees when you have no idea what people are going to be ordering and how many portions?
Well,
how do you prepare that, and how do you keep it fresh and hot?
Well, we basically have a demographic from previous cruise, and we work according to the nationalities breakdown in this particular cruise. So like this is how we have more or less the clear picture of what exactly we have to prepare for the cruise that we're going to start.
It's mind-boggling because you've got so many entrees on the menu, and you don't know who's going to order, you know, three or four lobster tail or whatever plates of this or that. What's the secret?
Oh,
can you reveal the secret?
Well, I think I'm going to keep the secret with me, right? Otherwise, you're going to see another executive chef here.
All right, then. Fair enough.
As the executive chef, do you design the actual menu for the seven-day sailings?
Well, it's a good question. We have a master chef back in Miami office, and also our culinary director. Our master chef is Jack Van Staden, as well our culinary director is Thomas Chimaski. Both of them look after the recipes and menu and send to the ship. We are the one to execute it here correctly, according to recipes and pictures.
And how often are the menus switched up on the sailings?
Oh, well, it depends of the length of the cruise, and depends also which countries we're going to visit.
Okay. That's Francisco Sagastume.
That's correct.
Very good. And where are you from?
I'm born in Guatemala. My family is from Chile, so okay. I'm a kind of half and a half.
Very good, very good. Ludwig Lozano, the food and beverage manager.
How many bar areas do you have throughout the whole ship?
22 bars, and we have 8 restaurants for the guests and 1 restaurant for the crew.
How many drinks are you cranking out in a 7-day?
We have...
How much alcohol?
Alcohol is over 300,000 we sell.
We go approximately like 40,000 beers in 7 days. Lots of bottles of liquor. Mostly we go over 5,000 to 6,000 bottles of liquors, and we are going over 10 to 11,000 bottles of wine.
Ludwig, as food and beverage director, what do your duties specifically entail?
I oversee the entire service. I have 5 head of departments. I have to supervise the bars, the galleys, the restaurants, but obviously they have, every one of them, they have their managers. So also I have to check the back of the house. I'm responsible for 616 crew members.
Oh, man. And how do your duties, Corey Savas, the bar manager, how do your duties differ from a food and beverage director?
I am in charge with all the beverage operation on board. I am in charge with the services in the lounges. We have 22 bars on board. I am in charge with staffing, ordering, and making sure that we have all the items on board and making sure our guests are having a good time. And making sure that nobody is going over the limits.
Have you worked on bars on the mainland?
Yes.
I'm assuming it's significantly different being on a cruise ship.
Completely different. And I started on the ships as a bar server. So I made my way up to this position. But when you compare with the regular land operation to ship operation, that we have different kind of bars and different talents has to be on board, and every week we are having 3,000 different guests. So you never know your clientele, how it's gonna be, but we have approximately 46 different kind of vodka. I don't think any of the main land bars, they are offering that much differences. We have 22 different kind of gins on board, so we have the highest number in the high seas. With the wine selection, we have 480 different wines on board. So these are the main differences between the land and the ships.
Your wine selection on here is enormous. How many bottles, ballpark estimate, do you go through a week on the board here?
Approximately 11,000. 11,000 bottles of wine.
I love those machines that keep that wine at its freshest, yes. And you can dispense. Where was that technology developed?
Technology come from Italy, and we call them enomatic machines. It's kind of vending machine of the wines, work with the nitrogen, so it keeps all the wines what we have over there completely sealed, so there is no air interaction with the wine, so we can keep the wines pretty long time. And it's the first time on the high seas that we had these machines on board. And how it works, we have 3 different type of dispense buttons that you put your card, and after that there is 1 ounce, 2.5 ounce, or 5 ounces, which is regular size of a glass, that you can dispense that much wine. We have high-end wines on that machines that we give chance to our guests who doesn't want to buy a $600 bottle of wine, that they can at least have a taste of the wine.
For $27.
Exactly.
That's for the...
1 ounce, yeah.
Love it. And it tastes better when it's that expensive, doesn't it?
Actually...
Whether it actually is good or not, it just tastes better.
It sets your mind that it's going to taste great, but it's not about how much it costs. Mostly you can find a really decent wines with really good prices, but what we have on board, that we have lots of high-end wines as well.
Ludwig, have you done the food and beverage direction anywhere else on the mainland? And I would imagine there's more stress being on the cruise ship.
Yes, I was working in England in four-star hotels, and in Croatia, where I come from now, I was working in a five-star resort. So yeah, it's a completely different because you live and work with the people all the time here. Inland, you have more flexibility with one of your employees. It doesn't show up to work, or one of your employees is giving you a little bit of trouble. It's easier to get the manpower over there on board in the middle of the sea. You miss people, and you have to assist, and you have to help with different departments as well.
Ludwig Lozano, food and beverage manager from Colombia. Mucho gusto. Gracias. Corey Savas, bar manager. And Francisco Sagastume, executive chef. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Celebrity Life.
Show questions or comments? We'd love to hear from you at 866-874-7957.
Cruise Radio will return after these brief words.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1, or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Yeah. Cruise One.
Please, won't you help us keep the cruise terminal in Jacksonville? You can go to Facebook and become a fan of Keep Cruise in Jacksonville, or go to our website, cruiseradio.net.
This is your cruise news. Cunard Line began its transatlantic crossing season this past Thursday aboard their flagship Queen Mary II, accompanied by a quintet from the Juilliard Jazz School. Cunard and Juilliard announced their partnership earlier this year, which includes performances and Cunard Insights enrichment programs with jazz alumni, faculty, and students on board Queen Mary II eastbound crossings this year. Carnival currently has no plans to reinstate unpopular fuel surcharges on cruise passengers. Even though oil prices far exceed the level the company has said could trigger such a move, fuel prices are currently in the range of $84 a barrel, well above the $70 a barrel threshold Carnival has long said could prompt a return to the fuel surcharges. Lastly, a Celebrity Cruises celebrates on April 24th the naming of Celebrity Eclipse, the third in the brand's $3.7 billion series of five sleek Solstice-class ships. It also will begin a significant revitalization of its Millennium class ships, starting with a Celebrity Constellation. In addition to its new Tuscan Grill and Bistro on 5, Celebrity Constellation will re-enter service with a new ice-topped martini bar, the cool Cafe El Basio and Gelateria, and Cellar Master's Wine Bar, plus more sumptuous suites and restyled staterooms, all with new furniture, flat-screen TVs, and new color schemes, carpeting, bedding, and upholstery reflective of the Solstice class in every public venue. And that's your cruise news. For more, go to cruiseradio.net.
And now,
let's talk to random people aboard the Celebrity Solstice.
We're here with Diane and Carrie aboard the Celebrity Solstice here at Port Everglades. So where are you from, Diane?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Very good. And I'm assuming you've been on cruises before.
Yes.
Any Celebrity cruises?
This is the first time on Celebrity.
And why'd you choose Celebrity and the Solstice in particular?
I guess for a couple of different reasons. One would be we have never been on Celebrity. We've heard the food is excellent, and we've heard a lot of great things about Celebrity. We've been on several other cruise lines, and we thought we need to try an additional line to see, and we love the ship.
What's the most, well, your favorite ship, I should say?
Well, you know, we were talking about that this morning. They all have their pluses and minuses. Holland America, we love their teak decks. Royal Caribbean, we love their indoor promenades.
Yeah.
Celebrity now, I love the lawn deck. It's great.
Yeah.
It's, so they all have
pros and cons.
Pros and cons, exactly. Yeah.
We're talking to Eric, one of the glass blowers here at the Hot Glass Show aboard Celebrity Solstice. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
How long have you been blowing glass?
I've been doing it about 18 years now.
Yeah. And how about aboard a cruise ship like this?
Well, the Corning Museum of Glass has been involved with the project since its inception, since the beginning of the Solstice class ships. So we've had a studio on the ship since June of 2008.
It's just amazing. It's astounding to me how this is done. How long did it take you to really master the art of blowing glass?
Well, I usually tell people it takes about 6 to 8 years just to get the basics down. And then, you know, the more you learn, the more you realize you have to learn. It's really something, it's a dedication of a lifetime. You can learn things no matter how long you've been making glass.
What's your schedule like putting on these shows, I guess as you would call them, aboard the ship?
Well, on sea days, we usually do 2 two-hour sessions, and during those two-hour sessions, we'll make many pieces, maybe 5 or 6 pieces.
What's the most expensive piece available for sale that y'all make?
Well, the surprising thing is that we don't sell anything that we make on board. We're a museum. We're here to inform, to educate, and to entertain people. And the pieces that we make are not sold. They're actually raffled off. They're given back to the passengers.
Oh, very cool. So, and essentially, so it's a 4-hour work day, basically. 2 two-hour sessions a day. And the other time, you're able to enjoy the cruise, really.
Yeah. And the nice thing is that when we're in port, they don't want us doing shows. So we actually get out and enjoy the ports as well.
Where do I fill out an application?
You got to be a pretty good glassmaker. So you got a couple years of practice ahead of you first.
Very good. Well, great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Cruise Radio is mobile this week aboard the Celebrity Solstice in Port Everglades. Really cool experience. I highly recommend. And Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is here as always.
And what's very interesting, guys, is a lot of people think the captain actually runs the show. Little do they know, it's actually the hotel director. And with us right now is Damien O'Connor, who's actually going to be able to share some real incredible insight as to what it really takes to make a ship this size run.
Surprise, you're from Ireland.
Parents are Irish, yeah. Two elder brothers born in Ireland, and then they moved to England to have me, so I'm the only Englishman in the family, actually, but so.
Very good. And have you been a hotel director, any hotels on the mainland?
I started off, actually, with De Beer Hotels, and probably their most famous hotel is the Belfry. It's a big golfing resort. I had 3 Ryder Cups over there, but I've been left 15 years. Started off with another cruise liner. I'm not going to mention the name. Well, okay, yeah. Carnival Cruise Lines. For about 8 years, but yeah, the land and shipboard base is very different, only because you have so many other duties apart from that, with the health and safety issues, United States Public Health, Coast Guard, which you don't have to battle on land, of course, but the fundamentals, the basics are the same.
The biggest thing is the hotels where he's from, they all move.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, it helps. You know, nothing moves around. You don't have televisions falling off the right. Off the sideboards and stuff. So, yeah.
An added sense of excitement here on board. Is there much difference from cruise line to cruise line? You mentioned you worked with Carnival. Or is it pretty much the same drill?
No, massive difference. Massive difference. And, of course, the big difference between land and sea is that your crew don't have to drive to work. You've got your staff right where you need them. Nobody is telling you that they can't get in because their car's broken down or their... the whatever crazy excuses you get on land. But cruise line, yeah, definitely. I worked for 3 major cruise lines, Celebrity being the last for 4 years. Carnival first, which was a Las Vegas are wonderful, wonderful for the product that they, for the people that they have on board. I'm not.
Of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I have some very good friends still at Carnival. And then I work for Silversea.
I'm in no way obligated to say this.
Silversea, which again was 300 guests on board. When I was working there, it was $1,000 per person per day, all inclusive. Claimed to be 5-star, but I have to say, nowhere near the product we're offering at Celebrity with the Solstice class.
You mentioned your staff a few moments ago. How many folks are working underneath you?
I have 980 crew members, a total of 1,258 on board, and that amount of mine of just under 1,000.
Do you ever sleep?
No. Yeah. I mean, we you know, people have this impression that working on a cruise ship is 24 hours a day. It's not. You know, we're all sort of under laws and stuff that, you know, our crew members don't work more than 9 hours per day, plus they have an option to work 2 hours overtime. So nobody on board would work more than 11 hours per day. Myself, I'd work more because you get called at 3 o'clock in the morning or you get called at different times. But you're on duty 24 hours a day, but you're not physically working for that amount of time.
You mentioned you worked on Silversea, which was a pretty high-star cruise line, too. Why do you like Celebrity better than Silversea?
Silversea was great, again, for the type of guests. 300 guests on board, not very challenging. 10 o'clock in the evening, everybody was in bed. The suites on there were just wonderful, so people spend a lot of time dining in their suites, entertaining other people in their suites. No shows, not real entertainment on board. So, you know, very subdued, very quiet, very different people, shall I say. I'll be very be careful what I say. But
so your personality is you feed off the larger ships and more activity, more to do, more energy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always something going on this ship. There's always different, you know, 3,000 guests on board. You meet people from all over the world, every single religion, race, nationality you can imagine. It's just really interesting to meet these people and see them all come together as part of this ship.
If you've got some fledgling hotel people working in the industry on the mainland and they're thinking about and considering a career on a cruise ship, any advice you have to offer them?
Just go for it. I mean, it was the best decision I ever made. When you look at it on paper, you see that you work long contracts, but you know, you have to look at the real benefits is that you get a long vacation. You work hard for 4 or 5 months, then you get a couple of months off. It's just totally different here. You have full control. We have fantastic support from our office in Miami, but it is our business. You don't have that control on land, that you're very corporate orientated, especially with our new ships coming out. You have wonderful opportunities just to come in, put your mark on the business. You know, I see the world. I've been to 100 different countries. It's a massive, you're always involved in new building. It's again a comparison that when you're on land, you kind of get stuck in one place and you're there. You know, we're as a company building new ships, 5 at the moment, 2 more possibly in the future. To get involved in something like that, to see the hotel operation, to be involved in the inception of new products and new brands and new restaurants, and you have all that opportunity on board. And like I said, the couple of months off that you get to spend with your family, that I don't think any other job in the world affords you, you know, a couple of months to do that. And it's just great.
Being a hotel director, I've got to know, do you spend a lot of your week buried in paperwork, or do you find yourself mingling and meeting folks as well? Or is there a good balance?
Yeah, there's a good balance. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork, and it's not just about the hotel side of it. Like I was saying earlier, the health and safety side of it takes up a massive amount of our time. But I would say it's a 50-50 thing. And I tend to push my team to be out on the floor. The guests have an idea of, you know, especially the first-time cruisers, the love boat image that they want to see officers walking around the ship. So that's what I want, and that's what the guests want. So we spend a lot of time on the floor.
Damien O'Connor, hotel director aboard the Celebrity Solstice. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Good to meet you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Have a question for the experts, or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
It's just about time for us to get off of this ship before the cruisers begin their 7-day extravaganza. Any final thoughts here, Doug?
Amazing. The glass blowing, the live lawn where you could golf up there to your little picnic, like Stuart was saying earlier. Also, the wine masters, the little bar there with many wines. As the bar manager said, they go through, 11,000 bottles per ship.
And the martini bar was really neat. The different shops, I mean, it looked like, you know, we were on Madison Avenue. The casino, you know, but what they tried to really convey was the openness, where the ship on the interior, I mean, we were going up and down the elevators, and you could see from one side of the ship to the other, or the other bank of elevators. It was like an Art Deco feel.
but it just felt open. And all of a sudden, there was a tree that was four stories suspended in the middle of the atrium. Cool. But it's just a very comfortable ship. And, you know, keep in mind that this ship is going to be back in Europe next summer in 2011.
This is the last summer you can actually book a cruise here out of Port Everglades.
Well, I mean, the Solstice will remain here through the summer into the fall, winter and spring, but then at the end of the spring in 2011, it will go back to Europe. So if you want to sail on this magnificent ship in the summer, you're going to have to do it 2010. Don't wait for 2011.
Is there a hot deal for the Solstice this time of the year?
Right now, they've got balcony prices starting from only $799 per person.
What? That's a 7-day, of course.
That's a 7-night cruise, and I mean, you've seen the ship. I mean, there's, you know, good luck finding something comparable to this quality for that kind of money.
But if you miss the Solstice, there's the brand spanking new Celebrity Eclipse that'll be coming from Europe and be housed here, right?
Actually, it's going to be in Miami in December. The Eclipse is going to actually debut, finally, in Southampton, England, on the 26th of April. And it'll begin sailing in Europe, and then it'll come over. It'll begin its transatlantic on October 31st, and then begin sailing out of Miami shortly thereafter.
Thanks again to the captain and all the busy crew members taking time out of their busy embarkation day to spend some time with us today. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio and sign up for our newsletter at cruiseradio.net.
Yeah, if you missed any of the part of the show or want to hear more, again, that's cruiseradio.net. I want to thank Stuart Sheeran, the Cruise Guy, found at cruiseguy.com, or follow him on Twitter at Cruise Guy, or call 1-800-700-3881. Thanks again, Stuart, for hooking us up here.
That's fine, and I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Stuart Sheeran.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide.